Thanks, Peter. Back to the news. We hear that a tasting event at Brasted's in aid of the NNAB goes down well, and some other charities have won some skating tickets from the Evening News for the Castle Gardens ice skating rink. Then there's another seasonal touch, as we hear that an 8-year-old has designed the dress for Cinderella for a performance at the Garage in Chapelfield. Finally, a 24-hour piano-playing marathon at St. Peter Mancroft has taken place to help the musical life of the city.
Diners were given a taste of fine dining with a twist at Brasted's as part of a fundraising evening for a charity for the blind. More than 50 guests were blindfolded and challenged to see if they could tell the difference between ingredients at an event for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB, before eating their meal, still wearing the blindfold. NNAB raised over £1,000 from the event. NNAB is a Norwich-based charity which helps the 20,000 blind or visually impaired people across the county remaining independent. It is one of the oldest charities in the county, and this year celebrates its 211th anniversary.
The Norwich Food Bank and Nelson's Journey have been announced as this year's charity skate winners. The two charities were picked out of a multitude of applications and will both be giving the tickets to families they help to support. They will be joining the team at the EDP Norwich Evening News Norwich Ice Rink, which this year is sponsored by Jack and the Beanstalk at the Norwich Theatre Royal. 470 children living in Norfolk will have experienced the death of a parent this year alone. Nelson's Journey is supporting these children, and we're pleased to help them do so at Christmas time. The Norwich Food Bank is another fantastic charity, and by gifting them these tickets, we will be providing a family with an experience they otherwise would not be able to afford.
Cinderella is set to go to the ball this Christmas in a special dress designed by 8-year-old Eva Collishaw Briggs. The Norwich youngster is the winner of a competition to design the fairy tale character's costume for the Garage and All In Productions show My First Panto Cinderella, which will run from December the 9th to December the 24th. Eva's winning design will see Cinderella don a beautiful blue gown decorated with glitter, feathers, lace and a bow. More than 100 children had entered the competition, and Adam Taylor, executive director of the Garage, said judges were really impressed by all the designs, which showed a lot of creativity. My First Panto Cinderella is designed to be a festive introduction to the theatre for children aged 2 to 5 and their families. The show is interactive, and children will be given the chance to do everything from helping Cinderella clear up the messy house, to finding ingredients for the fairy godmother's spells, to dancing at the prince's ball.
Musicians showed their skills and endurance in a 24-hour piano-playing marathon at St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich. The musical marathon raised funds for the Norfolk Music Library Friends. The group has been formed to preserve access to the music sets held by the Norfolk Music Library, which are an essential resource to the county's choirs and orchestras, as well as some groups in other counties. The Friends also support a considerable amount of work in Norfolk schools to preserve musical heritage. Chris Duarte, secretary of the Norfolk Music Library Friends, said, "We're raising funds to support the preservation of the music library's sets. All the music sets we have are available to hire for choirs, orchestras and community groups. The service is now under threat because there is not enough money coming in to justify the staff outlay to maintain the sets. We are raising money to help that initially and in the long run to create a plan to preserve it on an even keel."
Nine works by painter Edward Seago are to go under the hammer in Aylsham in one of the biggest sales of the Norfolk artist's work in recent years. Included in the sale will be a picture which is believed to have been commissioned by the actor Peter Cushing, best known for his many appearances in the Hammer horror films. The still life called dahlias and zinnias originally came from the personal collection of the actor, and since from the Taylor Gallery in London, and is expected to fetch between £18,000 and £20,000. Other works in the sale at Keys Fine Art Auctioneers include February, Norfolk, a landscape painting which with a pre-sale estimate of £14,000 to £18,000, and Early Morning Costa Emeralda, which has a pre-sale estimate of £11,000 to £13,000. Kevin Lines, Keys General Manager and Fine Art Manager, said, "Edward Seago is the most sought after of all the Norfolk artists, and his work always causes a stir whenever and wherever they come up for auction. To have 9 works by Seago in one sale is very unusual, and it's an indication that regional auction houses such as Keys are competing on a national stage with the big London auction houses. We are expecting much interest both in the room and from buyers around the world on the internet."
Now we hear from Margaret Thompson with her usual spot telling us what's on in the locality. Over to you, Margaret.